Achtung, es folgt eine wichtige Botschaft Ihres Mobilfunkanbieters.
Ey Mann, es gibt Leute, die drücken immer noch zu viel Knitter ab.
Nein, nicht frisch.
Lebara ist ja irgendwie smarter.
Ja, smart.
50 Gigabyte für nur 8,99.
Wenig Knete.
Ich zahle doch nicht mehr für weniger.
Nee, das wäre auch schön blöd.
Lebara,
deine Knete, deine Entscheidung.
Nice.
Alle Details zu unseren Tarifen finden Sie unter lebara.de.
Stu does America.
We've got a lot to cover tonight before I head to, yes, New Orleans for America's team, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Super Bowl. We've got Dave Landau coming up in a couple of minutes, but we're going to dive right into it and do the Democrats' dim future. Because it's really easy to look at all the stuff that's going on that, you know, is going well for Donald Trump right now, but we know the Democrats are going to have an answer. And you can never be too early to figure out what that answer is going to be. Who are they going to run in 2028? What do they have on the bench? Well, the Washington Post attempted to answer that question. The 12 Democrats who make the most sense for 2028. And I had to go through this list because none of them make a lot of sense. And let's just go through it. There's 12 on the list. You're going to laugh at each one of them because they're all pathetic. Number 12, Tim Walz. Now, Tim Walz is the worst vice presidential pick perhaps in American history. He was a complete disaster as a vice presidential pick. He, as they note in the Washington Post, his debate performance was not great. That is an understatement. I was told, and I thought it was true, I would never have to hear about Tim Walz again after the election was over. And I am going to stick by that and move on to number 11. Number 11, Josh Stein. Josh Stein, you might be like, wow, yeah, Josh Stein's on the list. Yeah, there he is. That's him. You all, of course, recognize him. Probably. They tell me he is the brightest star of the Democrats' 2024 governor class, which is interesting because I don't think I'd ever heard his name before. Now, I do follow elections for a living. And if you're in North Carolina, because he's the governor of North Carolina, you might be saying, well, we know who he is. He's our governor. And that's probably true. And maybe if you're in a bordering Carolina, you also know. But I think that's about it. Number 10, Andy Beshear. He is the governor of Kentucky. He was already considered for VP and did not win out. This is one of those picks where you're like, oh, well, he won in a red state, so he must be a magician. Andy Beshear sucks. He's known in that state because of his last name. It's the only reason he won. And since he's become governor, he's going to wind up becoming more and more unpopular in the state of Kentucky. I don't buy the Beshear hype. And if he was going to be the pick, he probably would have been the pick last time. Number 9 is Gavin Newsom, which is hilarious. Gavin Newsom thinks of himself as number 1 on every list, including his best friend's wife is going to sleep with. So that's a problem. But he is, I don't know if anyone saw this, but his entire state on fire. And that is, caught in those flames was his 2028 campaign ideas. Now, I will not put it past Democrats to still put this guy through in the primary because it's kind of what they do. They reward incompetence and evil. They are now considering putting Andrew Cuomo as governor of New York City, or excuse me, mayor of New York City, after failing at governor of New York and getting kicked out of office. So it wouldn't shock me if they give this a nomination to Gavin Newsom somehow. But good heavens, if Gavin Newsom is on your list, you're terrible. He is awful, and it has done such a terrible job in California. They might as well choose Karen Bass to be their next nominee for president. By the way, she was on the short list for Joe Biden to pick instead of Kamala Harris. That's how weak the bench is. Number 8, unbelievably, is Raphael G. Warnock, the senator from Georgia. Now, I will say, if you want to give anything positive, he has won a couple of elections in Georgia, which is surprising because he's terrible. But he is he's known as a good communicator. I don't particularly get it, but he appeals a little bit to the people in Georgia, I suppose, because you're winning a purple state as a blue, very liberal Democrat. So far, no one's really been able to paint him that way. And partially it's because he's gone up against people like, Herschel Walker, look, he's a former Eagle. So, of course, I love him. But, he wasn't an experienced candidate and was taken advantage of in that race a little bit. you know, I don't know. Georgia should be a place that you can pull really solid candidates from to defeat a guy like Raphael Warnock. And while I understand the profile of Herschel, for example, you know, you might need to go with someone who is going to really understand that political game because, you know, Warnock is a smooth operator and he will do anything to hold on to power. So Warnock, I guess, could be in the picture, although it would be shocking if he was going to be elected president of the United States. I can't believe that. Maybe less shocking is Wes Moore. He is the governor of Maryland, elected in 2022. Even the Washington Post admits, though, the truth about Wes Moore, which is like he's kind of like a candidate on paper only. They say it this way. They say the Barack Obama comparisons and hype so far don't have much meat on their bones, which is true. Like, I'm told he's supposed to be the next Barack Obama. I just never see it. I never notice it at all. I mean, the only reason he's, you know, even the governor is because the Republican in the state that was actually winning office had to stop running. So, I mean, I don't know if you can't if you need that to happen to defeat a Republican in Maryland, I can't believe you're really a threat for the president of the United States. OK, top half of the list here. Ruben Gallego is number six. Now, what has Ruben Gallego done? He barely squeaked out a victory against Kerry Lake in Arizona. I think this is just like we need to put a Hispanic guy on the list. This seems to be a little bit of quota work here for the Washington Post. He won in 2024, but barely. I mean, in a race that went down to the wire and was looking at, they're talking almost about recounts and all of this. Gallego, they say, was popular to all sides. I don't think that's true. I think, honestly, like Kerry Lake is a flavor it's a flavor of ice cream you may like and you may not like. It's like coffee. It's coffee ice cream. It doesn't matter how many people really love it. A lot of people are not going to like it that much. And that's what seemingly happened with Kerry Lake in both of her elections. She's great in some things, but just turns off enough voters that it's hard for her to win a statewide election. And so Ruben Gallego's there. I don't think he's shown anything of merit to actually be on this list whatsoever. Number five, you got to be kidding me. John Fetterman. Now, look, John Fetterman has probably been a better senator to you and to me than we would have expected. But that's because he's blurted out a couple of pro-Israel things. That's about it. At the end of the day, it's inexplicable to think that John Fetterman could be elected president in the United States in a hoodie. That is, crazier things maybe have happened, but I can't think of them. Number four, Kamala freaking Harris. Yes, Kamala Harris is number four on this list after what just happened. Kamala is not, I can't, and now she will actually lead the polls for a while for name name callback type of reasons. Like, people know who she is. She's obviously a familiar name. A lot of the people in these primaries already voted for her once. And I make that clear, once, because they couldn't vote for her in the primary ever. But, you know, like, they probably cast a vote for her against Donald Trump. Maybe they have some fond memories of that. But, you know, she lost. She lost an election that, of course, was very winnable. All she had to do was hold the blue wall, and she didn't hold any of the blue wall. I don't know how you reward that with another run. Number three, Pete Buttigieg, who led the nation as Secretary of Transportation into nonstop calamity. It's Calamity Pete. Like, how could anybody think that this guy could do a good job? He's now kind of doing snarky things against Donald Trump. I feel like the media takes him a lot more seriously than voters do. I don't see any interest in people in voting for this, you know, sort of nerd who did a really bad job as Secretary of Transportation. And I got news for you. Secretary of Transportation is not a path to the White House. I mean, it might be a step on the way to the White House if you have 12 other steps, but you don't go mayor of South Bend to Secretary of Transportation to President of the United States. I don't think, at least. So that would be shocking. That would be shocking. Number two on the list is Gretchen Whitmer. Again, Gretchen Whitmer, you know, wound up winning a race that was handed to her. And I don't think she's even done a good job. I don't think the people of Michigan even like her, let alone the people in the United States. I think she's the only, like, well-known woman who isn't Kamala Harris in the Democratic Party. So, you know, she's going to be able to come out there and say, well, Donald Trump and his followers tried to kidnap me or whatever. What other pitch does she have? It has not gone well. She was terrible during COVID. I don't think that one could survive. Number one on the list, Josh Shapiro. And I would actually probably put Josh Shapiro number one on my list. I was going to pick Democrats that have a chance. I wouldn't vote for him myself, of course. But he is a pretty smooth operator from a swing state. He's been a relatively popular governor, has shown occasional sensibility on issues like Israel and the assassination of Trump. He actually handled that relatively well. Didn't blame it on a fake assassination that actually was only glass that hit Trump. He handled that relatively well. He's had a couple of like statewide crisis type things in a similar way that Ron DeSantis did that he's known for doing a good job on. It was a bridge collapse in Philly, for example. That being said, he hasn't been tested really at all. And the one thing you could say about Shapiro, he's the one guy that kind of came out of this last election on the Democratic side looking okay, because he was the obvious pick, should have been the pick. He didn't get the selection. They went with Tim Walz and lost. So he didn't get dinged for that. That disaster of 2024 can't really be put on him. So that's probably a good thing. I will say, there, you know, you look at this list, you might say, I don't think anybody could think that's a good list for president of the United States. But there is one person who thinks it's an incredible list. It's the list that should hold the entire time. And that person is J.D. Vance. Ah, tis the season of love. Yes, we're almost to Valentine's Day. It's time to acknowledge our unique love languages. And I think there's one we can all agree on. It's the love of sound. Yes, discover true love's perfect pair, Raycons Everyday Earbuds. This is actually a great Valentine's present. If you're like, I don't want to give the traditional stuff, I want to go a little bit on a limb here, get them a pair of Raycons. They're going to love them. They already have tens of thousands of five-star reviews online. They have thousands of people who love them, including me. Comes with a 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity, which lets you pair to two devices at once. This is a really cool feature. If you're going back and forth, and I use it all the time when it goes back and forth, like I'm listening to something on my phone and then I got to play something on my laptop. Really, really works out well. Raycons start at just half the price of other premium audio brands. They have a 30-day happiness guarantee and simple returns. So go to buyraycon.com/stu. Get 20% off site-wide. You'll get 20% off everything on Raycon's website right now, including headphones as well. So check it out. buyraycon.com/stu. I've already bought a pair for my wife, so I really can't do it again for Valentine's Day, although she could always have an extra pair. It's buyraycon.com/stu. buyraycon.com/stu.
Lust auf besonders feine Weihnachten? Erlebe einzigartigen Genuss mit Rewe Feine Welt. Diese Woche zum Beispiel Rewe Feine Welt Schweizer Käse Trüffeltraum mildwürzig, je 150 Gramm Packung nur 3,49 Euro. Oder Rewe Feine Welt italienischer Prosciutto Crudo, roher Schinken mit Meersalz behandelt, mindestens 18 Monate gereift, je 100 Gramm Packung nur 4,29 Euro. Festlich sparen mit Genuss. Rewe, dein Markt.
I'm joined now by Dave Landau, comedian and host of Normal World, right here on Blaze TV. Dave, thanks for coming on this show, especially after you did Kill Tony.
Thank you.
You're doing that big podcast like that to show up to this one. I appreciate it.
I work here. Yeah. It's an obligation.
Wow, that wasn't as nice as I had hoped. But
I mean, it's my pleasure.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
That's what I meant to say.
What's it like doing that show? I mean, that's a huge podcast, and obviously he almost ruined the election. So,
and we got to do that too, and a guy came on and he said, I'm Puerto Rican, and the crowd went crazy. And we were like, oh, why? Did something happen there? And Tony's like, no.
No, nothing at all. No, I mean, that was total nonsense, what happened to him after that, his appearance at MSG.
It was one of those things where I think the reporters were sitting there early and just waiting to find the thing to try to get Trump in trouble.
Yeah, which I, of course, expect that, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, we all understand what comedians do and are, right? Like, especially, I mean, he's a roast. I mean, that's what I knew him from, was like the Tom Brady roast.
Right.
Which he was incredible on.
Which is the most irreverent roast that has ever been put on television. Like, it basically, they called it the death of woke.
Yeah.
That's how irreverent it was.
It was. And if there was one person you'd point to who was the most extreme example of that, it would have been him.
Yes, him and Nikki as well.
Nikki was, yes, very, very, she was very funny as well.
Yeah.
But like, it felt to me, when that was all going on, so disingenuous. Everybody goes there and sees him come on stage. Everybody watched that Netflix roast. Everybody knows what this guy does. And then they all act as if he's being racist. Like, we, he's insult, like, this is his gig. This is what he does. If he did anything else, it would have been crazy.
Well, and it is racist. That's the joke.
That's the joke.
Like, it is kind of, it's mean. It's punching down a little bit, and it's just making fun of a floating island of trash, right, which is in the middle of the ocean due to litter. Right. It's like, it's just a joke.
Yes.
And it's all it was meant to be was a joke.
Right. But that's the line he's trying to walk, right? Like, it's like if someone just came out of there, just some random person, and said that, you'd maybe think, is it racism?
But sure, if it was part of your election speech,
exactly.
I can understand people being a little like, this guy's a bit Strom Thurmany.
Yeah, but a tad too much Strom in there.
He doesn't want him in the pools.
No, right.
But yeah, that's different.
Right.
If you're an actual comedian, you know it's a joke.
It's a joke, and what was so frustrating to me about it was, like, because I think you can make a legitimate argument, maybe he's not the guy in the last minutes before the election that you bring up there to do that, to make a performance, because he's, of course, that's what he does. I can understand it from, you can criticize it from a political perspective if you want.
Yes.
But you can't criticize him. He was doing exactly what he was supposed to do.
Exactly. I felt the same way about that. You can get upset at the team, whatever part of the campaign thought that was a good idea, but you can't get mad at the guy for walking out and doing exactly what he does. That's his job.
Yes.
So there's no, like, to put him at fault, and they already wanted him. They wanted him to be racist. They wanted him to be offensive. They wanted him to be, and it deliberately had to be racist.
Why did it have to deliberately be racist? Because that's a requirement?
I think that was the one thing they needed, because you couldn't do sexist against Trump, it already failed.
Mm.
So you couldn't do homophobic against Trump, it already failed. So you only really had racist left, which it's kind of not worked yet.
Right.
So that was the only card they had left in the deck when you think about it, and that was the joke they were looking for. They found it, and then they printed it and said, this is it, see? See, Trump's racist because this guy said it.
A separate point is they should probably get more than three carts.
It's right? True.
Like that would be something maybe the party should think about in the off season here.
Well, they tried. They tried to invent many, many other cards.
Yeah. The trans card.
Many pronouns that are now being taken off of every single corporate America website. Yeah. All sorts of things that are not real, apparently, but were for 4 years.
Did you ever get in trouble like this? Are you doing comedy? Did you ever have one of these moments that blew up into something terrible?
Oh, yeah. I laughed at a joke on Crowder's show, and some people went after me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There was things that were taken out of
You context. Laughed at a joke?
I laughed at a joke.
Why did you get in trouble for laughing? Why didn't the person who was making the joke get in trouble?
Because I'm from Detroit, and I know a lot of black comics, and that was the person that came after me had wanted to come after me for a personal reason.
Oh.
So he said, can you believe this guy who like does clubs and has like worked with Chappelle and done this would laugh at a joke like that? Mm. And I laughed because it was, I forgot who the joke was about, but it was just so inappropriate that I laughed. And that was what it was just completely out of pocket. And I laughed. So they made it about me. But I've had that before too, where it's Media Matters has done that to me two or three times where they said, it was legal to kill trans kids, and...
You said that it was legal to... that's what they were accusing you of?
No, they were saying that because I mocked it.
Oh, okay.
That I somehow agreed that it was okay to do, even though they were saying that Texas had passed a law that it was legal.
Which they didn't.
No. And I was saying, oh, I know, I ran over six on the way here just because you can. I said something like that. And it was like, they printed it like I was mocking, and I'm like, I'm not mocking the trans kid, I'm mocking the fact that you would tell people that this is a law and anybody would be stupid enough to go, oh yeah, you could kill children in Texas.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I always think of the Media Matters people as having the worst existence possible. Like, they are sitting around listening to these shows that they hate and transcribing them and just looking for anything that they can intentionally take out of context to try to ruin someone else's life and livelihood.
That's what it is.
It's got to be like, you've got to be fashioning a noose every night when you get home.
Oh, you have to be. There's no way you're not. It's so low rent, and you're getting paid to take down other people's entertainment.
Right.
And it's the most useless existence. I'm glad they're gonna print this. Like, this is it, me. This is my job.
Yeah, it's sad though. It's a sad existence. I mean, You're trying to ruin someone else's life every day.
Yes.
And you know what you're doing is not, I mean, like, they might think that you're a terrible person, and we might all agree on,
yeah,
on something.
Look,
like
I
that.
Agree.
Yes, it's a good point.
Not for what you're saying.
Right,
it is,
it's the wrong thing.
Yes, I'm terrible for many reasons.
You should be destroyed for something completely separate.
Exactly.
I was watching the Grammys, and they had Lady Gaga. And she made a speech. I should be clear. I saw a clip of the Grammys. I wasn't actually watching it.
No, I've also watched it in clips.
Yes, yes. And she said, said that she was sick of the, I guess, the transphobia or whatever. And she said, trans people are not invisible. And it's like, I actually find them to be the most visible. Like, every time they walk, there's bulges to describe. Like, you can see. We all can tell.
They're also the most talked about and the ones that we have to bring up all the time.
Every conversation has to have a trans element to it.
And they always say that we, like, the right brings it up. And it's like, you're the one bringing up in a speech that we're going to talk about it the next day.
Right.
Like, you brought it up. You keep bringing it up. It's just us reacting to it.
That's it.
It's like, they're not, they need to be seen. It's like, no, we know.
We've seen. Like, yes. That's the thing. Like, if it was harder to tell, there'd be less of a conversation.
Yes.
But we can really see.
There's doctors that actually have made them so unseen while they're being seen that guys are afraid to go up to people in bars after a certain number of drinks. Like, we don't even know what's going on anymore.
It's like, no matter how many drinks you have, you've got to look at the Adam's apple. That's the key. That's the key to it.
You got
to
do a cup check these days. You can't just take her out.
No, you can't.
It's terrifying.
It is. It is. I can't. I'm very glad I'm not single. And don't have to go through the world of, because number one, I mean, you never know. I guess too many drinks, you don't check for Adam's apples. But beyond that,
it's five.
It's five.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
Not that I know.
Not that you know.
You know.
But exactly five. It's also the situation that I don't even know how to. I wouldn't even know how to approach a female at this point with everything that. And I'm out of that scene, thankfully. But like, what I read about people trying to date and interact these days, it sounds terrible. None of them can talk to each other because they're on their phones all the time.
Yes.
And every single thing you say, if you compliment the wrong person and you're not attractive enough, you're committing a Me Too violation.
That's correct. It's a microaggression.
Yeah.
And you've technically just raped her.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Legally.
Legally,
I mean, you might not have actually touched her, but legally you've committed assault.
I heard that more than three beers is sexual assault. And I was like, oh, so I've never had consensual sex in my life? Because that's at least what it takes if my wife and I are going to have it. So I'm like, I've just been since day one.
Right. You got no idea.
It's a real problem for me.
Oh, wow.
It's like, turns out every comic's a Cosby.
Yeah.
It's just part of it.
It's true. It's like, look, there's a reason why in a beer commercial, and every beer commercial since the beginning of time, there are college-age type people that are all attractive pouring down beers. It's not because the guys were like very confident that their intellect was going to get these girls in bed. It's because they're saying, hey, drink some of these. Everybody loosens up. And now you have a couple of those that are, you have a couple too many drinks and you're a rapist.
Yes, exactly. And now then you have Dylan Mulvaney drinking alone. Like, that was probably the only spot on commercial to something that's more new. Yeah. Just alone and drunk in your house.
Yes.
Trying to get attention online, filming stuff on your phone.
Oh my God, that's the entire culture.
Yes.
I feel bad for Bud Light. I feel like they got a bad rap. They were just playing to the culture. That's why
they got Shane Gillis and Post Malone. They're like, guys, we got to fix this. If you could please come back. They're giving Post Malone Oreos. They're like, come on, do this too.
Please.
We need
please.
People back.
So as someone who's, I would say an expert on looking at the culture and determining what the hell is going on. What the hell was going on with Kanye's wife at the Grammys? Because I don't know if you noticed. Did you notice anything about her at all?
No. It's the same wedding dress my wife had.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I believe it's called a humiliation ritual.
Oh, really?
It's what they do. It's in certain trafficking circles. At this point, you can't.
Wait, how many trafficking circles do you know? Only certain ones?
Just
do
certain
this?
Ones.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, their house was in Malibu, so it was the only dress she had
left.
I believe was the problem.
Wow, so you can't be on stage with Trump now either. If you have that joke, then Trump is going to lose 3%.
People would be upset. Only Mel Gibson would laugh, and he lost his house. You know, this is, you can't be woke or what, I hate using the word woke now because it's so like cringy. Mm-hmm. But okay, he's at the Grammys. We're letting this slide for some reason. But it's like, wasn't he completely a Nazi a year ago?
Yeah. Yes. Like, is he still getting invites to stuff?
Apparently, like he, because he was a full blown Nazi, and then he was getting filleted on a canal in Italy from her not too long ago in public. Mm-hmm. That happened.
That happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, it really did if you look it up.
And I prefer not to.
No, yeah, you don't have to. Mm-hmm. It's on one of those fun boats where...
Oh, really?
Yeah, the guy's singing, but the guy's not on the boat. It's just them.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. They let
was
him.
It at the Venetian instead? They were actually going through the casino hotel?
Yes, it was just in Vegas.
Yes, okay. Okay, good. Everyone's just standing around like, wait, I'm having Sbarro right now. Yeah. Why are you...
This is strange.
This is strange. Yeah, because it felt to me, watching the coverage of it, that it seemed like he was almost like doing this to, I don't know if it was to make a statement or just to show that he basically owns her, or if it was just like, you know, he's had this sort of talk about how Christian-y he is and right. how it's wrong for Kim Kardashian to wear sexy outfits.
Yes.
And then he trots his wife out in what looked like saran wrap?
Yeah, well, he brings her out first where she's covered and then orders her to take it off in front of everybody.
That's weird, man.
Yeah, that's in no way... I would argue it's the least Jesus-y thing you could do.
Really?
Yes, it's not Yeezus-y at all.
It's not. It's really not.
A man who calls himself that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's way off. Yeah, it's...
it's way off. Yeah, because there's almost nothing in Corinthians about this, either one of them.
No, there's Sodom and Gomorrah has a bit.
Yeah, they do.
There's a few chapters.
There are a few stories that have similar activity. And I was under the impression, now, I realize that this has turned around a little bit lately, but I was under the impression that, like, you come out and you act like a spokesperson for Adolf Hitler. You, generally speaking, don't get invited to in polite company to events anymore. Now, I know it's been trendy on campuses lately, so maybe that's why he's still...
Well, it's odd, because usually the kids in the campus have to call you Hitler.
Right.
As opposed to you actually saying the things that you like about Hitler and then going on a tour talking about how much you enjoy Hitler's work like he did.
Yes.
Like, this guy actually, he revered Hitler.
Yeah. Yeah, he really did. It was I don't know what the line is. I was watching the UFC guy the other day. Did you see this?
Was it Dana White?
No, it was one of the fighters.
Oh, gotcha.
Did you see Dana White probably talking about it? But
Dana White was talking about it, yeah, but I don't know what was said.
He basically was like, you know, I got to say it, Hitler seemed like a good guy. Like, it was like that bad. And you're just like, that's not an opinion you can have. It was like that. I wish you have to see this clip. He's like, you know, I just think that he was trying to get rid of the Jews, but the Jews, he was burning the books and the books were about queers. Like, that was like his legitimate point. And you're like, I don't even understand not only how you come to that decision that is a good point, but also one that you feel okay revealing in public.
But even biologically, that doesn't make sense. Like, because if there we killed them all, we'd have more gays.
Yeah.
What?
I don't understand. I feel like he needs to work on it. I feel like there's some work to be done.
I feel like if you have CTE and you get punched a lot, mm-hmm. it's like, don't bring up Hitler.
Yeah, you're probably not going to nail it.
Just don't bring up history. But
yeah.
I would start with Hitler. Start with the big guys.
Yeah, start with the big guys.
Just Hitler and work your way down.
Right. Like, you could say, look, Mussolini did a lot of bad stuff, too. But you could probably get away with saying something stupid about Mussolini.
People don't know.
They know that story.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Where people think he's bad. Well, except also on college campuses where now people did start not liking Jews all of a sudden.
Yeah. Because I think we went to this point where, you know, it was the big thing that they would say about conservatives. Oh, you know, Trump is Hitler, right? Like, mm-hmm. you'd say that all the time. And then they started realizing, well, actually, we kind of like Hitler. So now it's not really an insult anymore because we sound much more like Hitler than anything Donald Trump has ever said.
Right. And then they were stopping, if you remember, Jewish kids from going to classrooms.
Yes.
And it's like, well, that's the most Hitler-y thing I've heard about since Hitler.
It is Hitler-esque.
Yeah.
I mean, he went a little farther than just stopping them from going to school.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's down the Hitler path. I feel like if you got a split in the road and one of them is labeled Hitler, don't even take one step down it. Like, go the other way. There's a fork in the road.
Yeah, the fork in the road is really, it's the easiest fork you'll ever find.
Yes, it should be easy. Okay, Dave Landau's with us. You're going to come back for more? You have a couple
more
minutes?
I'd love
to,
yeah.
Okay, awesome. Dave Landau's here. We'll be back with more with him and a lot more. I mean, I got to literally the first card. The first card is the naked lady with the black dot. By the way, this card, I should tell you, my producer today, he edited it himself with MS Paint. It's true. He was like, I can't give this to the graphics girl to have to be able to edit. So.
Did it one dot at a time.
Yeah, he did. And you know what? We almost got nothing else today. It seemed like he spent a long time on this. And if I remember MS Paint, that should have been a quick job. But thank you so much, Adam. We appreciate it. Back with more with Dave Landau in a second.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Ah, yes, the Philadelphia Eagles, the greatest team of all time. Of course, they're just a little bit away from a championship in the big game. And you can enjoy even more than watching America's team, the Philadelphia Eagles, with Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the best way to win cash while watching the big game. Prize Picks is also giving away a free pick for that game. This is great. They do this all the time. It feels like almost every week they do this. But for this game, they're doing the starting quarterbacks. You got to pick more or less on how many yards they have. Well, they're setting the more or less number at 1 yard. So they're giving you a free square, basically. You only have to come up with one more correct projection, and you're going to win real cash on the big game. So check it out. You can check out the promos tab as well on the app to track the progress of the winners in their big game lineups as well. If you tail a lineup that goes 3 for 3, you can win a split of $1 million in promo funds. So check it out. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with injury insurance, which has happened to me. I had a guy in one of my lineups, got hurt in the first half, and I didn't get dinged for it because of the injury insurance. Plus the flex play I take advantage of a lot, because that means if you don't get your lineup perfect, you still win. And that's good for me because I usually screw it up somehow. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code STUSPORTS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. The code STUSPORTS on Prize Picks. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. It's Prize Picks. Run your game. Back with Dave Landau, a host of Blaze TV's Normal World. Also at the Grammys, Dave, was Jaden and Willow Smith.
Yes.
Did you see this? They want, it's an interesting outfit choice by, I guess that's Jaden. Although I don't want to judge. I don't know these days whether, which one's Jaden, which one's Willow. But I think it's Jaden that's wearing a black house, like an Adams Family house on his head.
Uh-huh.
Why?
I believe that's what happens when you come from a broken home.
Okay.
And
you're just wishing for the family love.
The only way it could be more accurate is if there was a fire hose being sprayed on it. And then, of course, yes, he's standing next to his sister, who is in a bikini.
Yeah.
No, it's totally normal. This is fine.
This is fine, right? Because it is. These are the people that are supposed to be dictating to us what the correct culture is.
Yes.
Right? And we have, the child of Will Smith, right? And is it, his wife or his ex, Jada Pinkett Smith?
Or, yes.
I mean, she's almost admitted that exactly on
she
camera.
Did. Yes.
She did, okay.
Oh, no, she's been with all of his friends.
Yeah, and that's, again, a suboptimal is how I would describe that, Dave.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little much.
You don't think that this sort of parenting leads to the best practices, maybe?
Look, as a father who's never hit his son, mm-hmm. I've also never hit Chris Rock. But if my son had a house on his head, there's things I might consider.
Yeah, yeah.
At least not letting you leave the house like that.
Right.
Let's just start there.
And honestly, like, I would have my son, I have a son and a daughter as well, I'd have my son in a suit with a house over his head 5,000 times in a row before I let my daughter walk out of the house like that, particularly with my son.
That's true.
Like, I do feel bad for some of these like Hollywood dads whose daughters wind up being the hot 23-year-old thing and think the only way they can get attention is to dress like Kanye's wife.
Right.
And it's some version of that. And then you're like, as a dad, like, am I supposed to be proud? Like that people are talking about you? You're really the talk of the town, honey.
You can't escape that.
No, you can't escape
You're just at a store and it's on the cover of a magazine and you're walking around with her. I'd be like, I would immediately just convert to Islam. I'd be like, here's your Quran. Go put on this head to toe everything. If I even see an ankle, I have to stone you out front. There's no way I would allow it. And I just have a niece, and I would lose my mind if I saw that.
Yeah, like, I feel like you would not be convicted in court for that activity. Like, no. I think, like, I'm sorry, we're just doing Sharia law, and I think people understand why.
Yeah, the Exhibit A, and they're like, got it.
No, got it. You're good. You're good to go.
We actually have an award for you.
Yeah. let me bring you over to the Oscars. Now, nominated for the Oscars is a movie called Emilia Perez. And it's about trans stuff, and like that's why I think it got attention from like conservatives, because they're like, I can't believe this is happening again, all this. I was told woke was dead. I don't know. It doesn't seem all that, at least in Hollywood, they're still awarding these films that are just like message movies about transgenderism. Okay, whatever. We're all used to that.
Yeah.
But then I saw a clip from it, and it's not just what they're talking about, but it's how poorly it's done. I want you to see this if you haven't already. It's a scene from an Oscar-nominated musical. This is not like a bit that Dave did on Normal World. This is a real movie. It is Emilia Perez. Watch.
From penis to vagina, is it for you?
For me.
What would you like to know about it, madam?
I want to know it all. What is the protocol, the techniques and the risks? How many operations, how much time do you need?
Mammoplasty.
Yes.
Vaginoplasty.
Yes.
Rhinoplasty.
Yes.
Laryngoplasty.
Yes.
Mammoplasty.
Yes.
Vaginoplasty.
Yes.
Rhinoplasty.
Yes.
Laryngoplasty.
Yes.
Control laryngoplasty.
What is that?
Adam's apple reduction.
Oh. Yes.
Like how excited she is there with the Adam's apple reduction. Now this would be helpful, I guess, Dave, considering our previous conversation. Adam's apple reduction would be a great thing, but like
true. You so rarely see vaginoplasty with musical notes next to it.
Yes. I mean, working that into the song might be worth an award.
Yeah.
But I don't think you should be nominated for Best Picture.
I gotta disagree. This has Oscar written all over it.
It does.
I hope it's at least nominated for Best Song, so they have to perform it in between one of the breaks. God,
that would be incredible.
They need to nominate it for Best Song.
All right, you're winning me over on this.
I know, just because, I don't care about the Oscars.
No.
I'll watch it just to see this win.
Yeah. Because it will.
I feel like they trolled the Oscars.
Yeah, I almost feel that way too. Because number one, it's so bad and such a transparent attempt. It's like the gang who tries to win an award. There's an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia which is like them trying to win an Emmy.
Exactly.
It's like that. It's so transparent an attempt to try to win, first of all, and then it's so bad. Like to make it about that and talk about this sort of stuff in song is so laughable. Anyone with any taste immediately recognizes this is terrible. And they're like, oh, here's the awards. Let me just, it's just,
And just the level of how bad it is by them going like, how much do you need? Like just stuff like that, that would never be asked to a doctor. It's not even accurate. It just seems like a giant parody.
Yeah.
So I think it must win.
Yes, I do feel like it's gotta be the overwhelming favorite. Though, the follow-up to it is apparently it's on the verge of getting canceled itself, because while it's completely fine to do songs about vaginoplasty,
yes,
it is not okay to have the, I think, one or two. Did you like the way I pronounce it?
Yes.
Just like him, just like the doctor. I'm a physician myself.
No, I can tell.
Yeah.
You use the proper term.
Yeah, exactly.
In song, the way a doctor would.
Exactly. That's how doctors operate. We all know that. That's the American healthcare system for you.
What are you going to do?
But it was like so horrible. And then it was embraced, And afterwards, people were like, I guess I have to go see this thing now because it's going to win, you know, might win all these Oscars.
Yeah, like me just now.
Right, right. You just now. You're going to theater soon. Go join Dave. But they then inside the movie is also a couple of like stereotypical Mexican jokes.
Oh.
And that was a line they couldn't cross. So now the same people who praised it for saying vaginoplasty over and over again are now upset because they use some stereotypical Mexican jokes.
Boy, I'd love to see the taco joke in that movie.
It's way too many meanings.
It's very tasteless.
It's very tasteless. And it's going to make you not want to eat Mexican food for a very long time.
You will never eat it again.
No.
I can't imagine, like, if they stop that from going through because of that, they have to realize it's a troll then. And they're trying to come up with some other excuse.
Right.
That's what they're offended by.
Because these things last forever. Like, they're like, I can't believe they gave Best Picture to Crash. Like, that's still a conversation going on.
If you compare, The Artist is like the worst movie I've ever seen. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. I don't think I ever actually saw it. But
I've never hated a movie that much. I hate it more than anything. We watched it in 2012 before the Oscars when I was living in LA. Because, yeah. Like, they'll throw Oscar parties, mm-hmm. which I'd rather be dead than do that ever again. But it is the worst movie. And the fact that won, like, Crash is a far better movie.
You look angry about The Artist now.
It's seriously the worst thing I've ever watched.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I'd rather watch that clip on a loop.
That's hard to believe, but I will say, okay. I was watching some of the only thing I can think of is worse is, let me just give you one thing that's worth.
Okay.
Trading Luka Doncic at 25 years old to the Los Angeles Lakers for Anthony Davis and a pick.
Yes.
As you know, in Dallas, he's like a pillar of the community, and they just like shipped him out. Why did this happen?
This is when the Gambino family took out Paul Castellano.
Okay.
When you take out your head guy, you are sending a message that there's something bigger than you and far more important that you're trying to get into the city.
This is the casino theory, you think?
Oh yeah, I'm completely with that. These people,
really?
they own the Sands, they owned all the old school places,
yeah,
and they own all the sports betting in Vegas. They're like, you know what, Dallas? Watch what we do until you want to pass this. This is full. This is straight up mob tactic. It's gorgeous. I love it.
You love it?
You got a guy named Luigi shooting people in New York. This is getting good. I don't mean that it should happen, but no. I mean, as far as watching life play out like a mob movie, I'm enjoying it.
It is. It's fun.
This is a mob move.
Unless you're a Mavs fan, it is fun.
Unless you're a Mavs fan.
What do you think about the theory?
I'm a Pistons fan. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, you don't care. although you've got enough to deal with in your life as a Pistons fan.
Well.
And a Lions fan. You've already tortured
a
little bit.
It's been a very bad life.
Yeah, just the last 40, 50 years of it.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you think there's, my thought was, like, they noticed he was liking a lot of photos of Instagram masseuses in the Houston area.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, before this comes out, Luke has been traded for anything.
He likes to dribble. What are you going to do?
It could be. All right, we're going to watch out if it's the mob movie option. It's the masseuse problem. Something happened there. We will watch
it's not
it.
Not the playing, though.
No.
I know that.
He's a very good basketball player,
that's
Dave.
That's the point.
You like don't usually trade them.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. it's something more nefarious.
Possible that he had a vaginoplasty?
It's very possible.
Okay.
His doctor sang him into one.
We will see what the truth is. Maybe you'll cover this on Normal World, and you'll figure it out for us. Dave Landau, make sure to catch him on Normal World right here on Blaze TV. You're going to be out on the road at all?
Yes, I am. This weekend I'll be actually in Fort Worth.
Nice.
Check me out. I'll be at Hyena's Red Room. And Thursday night, which my show will be on, we'll pre-tape it earlier in the day, I'll be at the Mothership in Austin doing the Best of Comedy Mothership. So come out to those shows.
Very cool. Come out and see Dave in a show. Where do people go to find the schedule?
DaveLandau.com.
DaveLandau.com. Go there.
Oh, and Key West, too, and Vegas.
Key West and Vegas. Lots of stuff coming up.
Yep.
Check it all out. All the details at DaveLandau.com. Dave, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime in life you have to make a big change, it can be hard. And this is especially true when you're planning to buy or sell a home. It can be really complicated. It can take a lot of time. It can mean a lot of jumping through hoops. And of course, the stakes are really big. It's the biggest financial transaction you'll ever have, really, unless you go through several vaginoplasties. It's really expensive. And if you blow that decision, and honestly, in either case, you pick the wrong doctor, or you pick the wrong real estate agent, it's going to go very poorly for you. So don't let that happen. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com, realestateagentsitrust.com. Top selling agents in your area, no matter where you are, they'll hook you up with them. And someone who knows the crazy housing market, someone who knows how to do this, someone who knows what you need to fix on your home and what you can skip, because that's a huge part of a real estate agent. Everyone wants to like paint every room in their house right before they sell it. You don't need to do that in almost every case. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. The name says it all. It's RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. A free service to you. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
All right, I am off to New Orleans, the Superdome. Philadelphia Eagles versus Kansas City Chiefs. I will be hoping and praying to have this scene recreate itself again. Me and my son, I'm bringing him again. He went to the first one that the Eagles won. Also went to the one that they lost. I have pictures of that one too, but they're not quite as happy. So I'll leave those on the sidelines for today. Really excited. I'm hoping and praying to see an Eagles victory. And shockingly, it seems like America is too. It's the one time people are actually rooting for the Eagles because they're so sick of the Chiefs. So wish me luck. Think of me. Pray for me. Hope for us. We'll see you next week.